It's 8 o'clock on Tuesday, the 19th of August. This is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Rachel English and Christopher McKevitt.
In the headlines this morning, President Barack Obama says the retaking of the strategic Mosul Dam by Iraqi and Kurdish forces with US military help is a vindication of his administration's strategy in the country. A leading retail group has said it's making losses on selling pay-as-you-go energy top-up cards in response to criticism for charging fees for the service. And scientists in Northern Ireland say they've made a significant advance in the fight against hospital superbugs. With the news in detail now, here's Brian Jennings.
US President Barack Obama has said Iraqi and Kurdish forces have taken a major step forward by recapturing the strategic Mosul Dam from the Islamic State group in northern Iraq. Mr. Obama said they had demonstrated that they could work together and would continue to receive support from American forces. He also urged Iraqi politicians to quickly overcome all divisions that had helped to strengthen the Islamist insurgency. Mr. Obama said the latest developments vindicated his administration's strategy on Iraq.
We've got a national security interest in making sure our people are protected and in making sure that a savage group that seems willing to slaughter people for no rhyme or reason other than they have not kowtowed to them, that a group like that is contained because ultimately it can pose a threat to us.
The retail group Musgrave's, owners of the Supervalue and Centra outlets, have said any of their stores selling pay-as-you-go electricity and gas cards display notices stating they charge fees for the service. Retailers say they've been making losses on the top-up transactions. This follows the revelation by the Money Advice and Budgeting Service that virtually all shops in one of Dublin's poorer suburbs are imposing a surcharge on the service, which was established to help households reduce arrears on utility bills. Our social affairs correspondent, Joe Little.
This row centres on the fastest growing sector of the energy market and the Republic's poorest people. At least 150,000 households top up energy cards several times a month, mostly in a government-backed push to reduce the rate of disconnections. An agreed percentage of each transaction goes towards reducing arrears. Electric Ireland promises it won't cost more than the standard rate. However, in May, the Money Advice and Budgeting Service found that 7 out of 9 shops in a poor Dublin suburb were imposing a 20 to 50 cent surcharge on each transaction. In spite of MABS's protests, the surcharging was continuing late last month. Airtricity described it as a completely unacceptable practice by a small minority of retailers, while Electric Ireland and Bord Gáis Energy expressed strong opposition. But Musgrave's, owners of the Supervalue and Centra brands, said any of their stores selling energy top-ups display notices stating they are charging fees for the service. They and BWG Foods say their independent retailers have been losing money on it.
Israeli and Palestinian negotiators agreed to a 24-hour extension of the ceasefire in Gaza last night. The deal was struck shortly before a 5-day truce was due to expire. Egyptian mediators in Cairo say talks on a longer-term solution would continue. There have been further clashes between demonstrators and police in Ferguson, Missouri overnight, despite the deployment of the National Guard. Police are reported to have used tear gas and stun grenades to disperse crowds, who continue to protest at the shooting dead of an unarmed black teenager by a policeman 10 days ago. The United States Justice Department has begun an independent federal criminal investigation into the fatal shooting of Michael Brown. Permanent TSB has reported an operating loss before exceptional items of €171 million for the first half of its trading year. The figure is down over 60% compared with the same time last year. The improvement was driven by a sharp reduction in impairments. Brian Finn of our business staff.
Permanent TSB will be keen to emphasise future potential with these results. One of the highlights of its report for the half year today is that the group has boosted mortgage lending 3.5-fold to €180 million, giving it a 13% market share. As for past legacies, the operating loss, before exceptional items, is down 62% on the same time last year. Impairment charges, that's the money set aside to deal with expected loan losses, were down by 2/3 to €149 million. When there stripped out, the group reported an underlying operating profit of €4 million. The number of customers in arrears of more than 90 days is falling, reflecting the general trend across the market.
Scientists in Northern Ireland claim they have made a significant advance in the fight against hospital superbugs, including those most resistant to antibiotics. They say they have developed a new antibacterial gel, which uses natural proteins to kill bacteria. Our science and technology correspondent, Will Goodbody.
When bacteria attach to surfaces, they produce a jelly-like substance called biofilm. This protects the microbes, making it next to impossible in many cases for antibiotics to attack and destroy them. As a result, such infections can grow and thrive, and when they are located around medical implants like hip replacements or catheters, often the only option is to remove the device. But scientists at Queen's University Belfast, working with researchers in the US, have developed a gel made from the building blocks of natural proteins which can target and kill hospital superbugs, including staphylococci, E. coli and Pseudomonas. Dr. Gary Laverty from Queen's said the innovative gel could provide an alternative to the painful option of having to remove infected implants. Pseudomonas can be particularly dangerous for those with weakened immune systems. In 2011 and 2012, 4 babies died in the north over 2 months after they contracted the bacteria.
Gardaí in Dublin investigating the fatal stabbing of David Sheridan, who died after being attacked at North Strand in Dublin on Sunday night, have arrested a 63-year-old man. The man was arrested this morning and is being detained at Mountjoy Garda Station under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. Now the time is coming up to 7:08. The weather forecast, sunny spells will develop, but there will be some scattered showers also, a few of them possibly heavy, rather cool, with highest temperatures 14 to 17 degrees.